My name is Chris Johnson, and you know what I don't understand? I don't really understand how, like, if you're a popular person, which I am not, I'm the furthest thing from a popular dude. Maybe not the furthest thing. There are individuals that I'm sure are less popular. There was a dude recently who died who was the fucking dirtiest man on earth. I didn't even know they had like an official like ranking system for that. But this motherfucker didn't bathe for like fucking 60 years. That's no fucking bullshit. You can look this up. He looked like they just pulled him out of a fucking chimney. He was a fucking mess. And then I guess he bathed and he died. I gotta be more popular than that fucking guy. Who the fuck wants to go near like the dirtiest guy on earth? If you're near a guy or, you know, a person who just hasn't showered in a fucking week, like you don't want to be near that motherfucker. Fucking 60 years? 60 years worth of not showering? Fuck! I don't want to come within 30 yards of that fucking guy. You ever like go to the store and the cashier's a little smelly? This happened to me, I think the last time I was shopping. Like, just a kind of a smelly dude. Just a smelly dude. You know, he had these big fucking Coke bottle glasses on. I could smell him a couple feet away, and I think to myself, like, God damn it. Like, let's just check this shit out so I can get the fuck out of here. Get a bar of soap. They sell them in fucking aisle 4. You know they're fucking there. Just run that shit into the fucking water. Wash a little bit. I need you to not be a fucking olfactory nightmare. This is a fucking 2-minute tangent. Oh, what the fuck I was... That's how my fucking mind works, baby. Anyway, fucking popular people. Popular people. I'm not a popular guy. I don't understand how popular people have enough time in the day to hang out with and get together with and mingle with all of their friends. Like, if like I assume popular people have a lot of fucking friends. How do you manage that? I don't have many friends at all, and my schedule's fucking full. You know what I mean? Like, I've said this multiple times, for a fucking antisocial misanthrope, I got a lot of shit going on. So if my fucking ass has got a lot of shit going on, how the fuck can a popular person fit fucking everything in? My schedule's full. I got no fucking room for anything else. I'm fucking booked solid. Chris Johnson is booked solid for November weekends. I work on Sundays. We're talking Saturdays. My Saturday's booked solid. I had a run today. I'm going to the movies tonight. I'm going to hang out with Alpha Strohs. Next week, there's another fucking race, and I got a fucking birthday party with my cousins. Week after that, not running, but it's fucking Friendsgiving with my buddies. Week after that, it's fucking Thanksgiving week. There's Thanksgiving shit I got going on Thanksgiving Day. 2 days later, there's another fucking Thanksgiving I gotta go to. This is just me. This is a person that's not involved in a fucking relationship. This is a person that doesn't go out of his way to meet people. This is a person that doesn't fucking date. I don't have a long list of people I talk to. I don't have a long list of people I hang out with. Yet, my schedule is fucking full. And it's the same shit in the summertime. I get these fucking softball on fucking Tuesdays. Like, I got less shit going on. I can't figure this shit out. And if I can't figure this shit out, how the fuck does a popular person figure this shit out? Is it all bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Is it all just bullshit? Do they just, like, have 5,000 friends on social media? Do they just, like, go to bars and fucking talk to everybody? But, like, when they get home, they just cry by themselves in the fucking corner? How the fuck do you fit all that in? Or are you just, like, going, like, 90 miles an hour all the fucking time? Like, you schedule shit after work, you schedule shit before work, you schedule shit every fucking day off. I gotta recharge, man. My introverted ass has gotta fucking recharge. I could fucking hang out with people I love for the fucking day, and then I get home, and I just be like, oh, man. That was fucking awesome, but I gotta take a couple deep breaths, you know? I just gotta fucking settle down. Last weekend, I went to 2 fucking Halloween parties. I had a fucking quarter marathon, which I don't know why they do that. It's 6.55 miles or whatever the fuck. I don't know, whatever. You do whatever fucking distance you wanna do, I'll come fucking run it. But I did a fucking quarter marathon in the morning, then I went to 1 Halloween party in fucking Silver Creek. You don't know where the fuck that is, but it's like, 45 minutes away. My buddies live down there. Nitz and Judge live down there. And then I had to fucking come back to my neck of the woods and go to fucking Cousin D's place for another fucking Halloween party. 2 Halloween parties for Chris Johnson? Are you shitting me? Those 2 fucking parties is the equivalent of the Halloween parties I went to during the entirety of my fucking married life. Not even married life, my relationship life. My ex and I didn't go to a fucking Halloween party. We were together for 14 fucking years. We had 14 shots at it. I'm not saying I was clamoring to go to a fucking Halloween party, but what I'm saying is there was no fucking Halloween party. I didn't schedule this shit. I fucking go where the thrills are. Like, I knew people who always had shit going on, and it stressed me the fuck out. It stressed me out that you had so much shit going on. And they seemed to like it. They seemed to like that. Like, they had to have that much shit going on. If they didn't have that much shit going on, they'd be bored out of their fucking mind. And then if they're around me, then they piss me off. Like, you want to do something? No, I don't. I want to sit on my ass here and play Grand Theft Auto. Leave me the fuck alone. What are you doing? You want to fucking chill with me and watch me play Grand Theft Auto? If so, you can stay in this room. Otherwise, you got to get the fuck out of here. Shit in college. And it's not like we set up an event to come hang out in my room and I was just like, fuck you, I'm playing Grand Theft Auto. Like, I'm on my own, doing my own fucking thing, and your ass walked in the fucking door. Look, you can chill with me if you shut the fuck up. Otherwise, I can't have this. I can't have this. Go find somebody else to fucking bother. Maybe that's why people go to fucking bars. I was at some bar today after the fucking 5K. And like everybody's mingling. You know what I did? I stood in the fucking corner, ate my fucking food. And I was listening to The Falcon. Fucking love The Falcon. They're getting back together for the war on Christmas. God damn, if I lived in fucking Chicago, I'd be at the fucking Metro. So anyway, I think the popularity thing is they're either like, they have the ability to just go nonstop, which I cannot fathom, or it's all bullshit. I don't know how you have as much time in the fucking day to fucking satisfy all those fucking friendships. I can't squeeze like anything else into my day. Like I'm at maximum capacity. I'm at maximum friend capacity. So relationships, like I don't think I can fit that in. Like nobody gives a shit. Like nobody's interested. But that's what I'm saying is like, I can't fit you in anyway. Maybe that's just what I tell myself. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. Every one. There's a website and an app for that. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You until Musk crashes that fucker into a cliff. Instagram at maybe 5 minutes, and in my Facebook timeline.